in politics, you campaigned for President George W. Bush.
Yes, sir.
And why did you go out of your way or do that? And did you counsel with him? And what was your relationship with him?
I switched parties from Democrat to Republican when Ronald Reagan said, I can't help you, but you can help me. In Dallas, he was saying to the church, as a president, there's only so much I can do because of separation of church and state, but I will do for you if you help me get into office. Now, I was hanging out with James Robinson in those days. A little bit more Pat Robertson, but very associated with Earl, who was always a Democrat. I mean, Earl voted for Obama would have voted for him the second time, but he was already gone. But I switched parties because I thought the Democrats, I used to call them Democrats. They'd become too liberal, too John Erling for me in those days. I thought you were a real liberal. I mean, you're a really cool guy. But I thought you were way out there because I was such a conservative, prudish guy. I really was. So I switched parties, and I was invited to Herbert W.'s office, to the White House a few times when he was president. Not with Clinton. I met Clinton in Oklahoma City for the Oklahoma bombing when Billy Graham was there. And not at all for – I met Obama right here in Mr. Kaiser's house, but I never really was invited to the White House or anything because I was still a Republican. No, I became a Democrat when he ran.
When Obama ran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon as he ran, I switched parties.
George Kaiser's house when Obama was there too.
Were you?
At the very same meeting.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. I was.
I wasn't supposed to be there, but I was running around with Nancy Kegel, who was head of the Planned Parenthood.
And oh, yes, yes.
What was I doing with somebody head of Planned Parenthood?
And I don't often bring myself into these things, but Obama was mixing and talking to people, and I started asking him some question or something. He pointed to me in my clothes. He says, "You're the best-dressed man here in this house."
Well, he hadn't seen me yet? I'm kidding.
And I got in my car and I called Margaret. I said, "I am voting for Barack Obama." And I did both times.
Good, good.
Right.
Such a cool guy.
But then you ran for mayor of Tulsa in 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what were you beginning to think? I want to be a politician and not be in ministry, or you were going to combine them, or what was going on?
Well, because Tulsa is known in some circles as the place for the worst race massacre in American history, I wanted to take the inclusion consciousness thing. I was just getting into inclusion, radical inclusion, and I wanted to make Tulsa the city known more for inclusion than exclusion and racism, which it has an image of that. I'd done some research, and I wasn't sure the church would ever fully accept it because I was feeling the tension. And I just worked really hard with George Bush. I'd gone to the mansion when he was still the governor. We prayed and laid hands on him. His daddy was sitting right next to him. I prophesied he was going to be the next president and all that stuff. And I knew if, as a Republican, I'd probably have the White House said they would back me after I won the primary, which I didn't get into the race until October before the April primary. LaFortune, who was a friend of mine at the time, and those guys had gotten in January before and had all those years of months of...
You're talking about Bob LaFortune, Bill LaFortune.
Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill used to come to the church sometime. He's been over to All Souls. We still remain friends. But I didn't think I'd win, but there was a possibility that I could because of the Christian vote. Mm. Full gospel businessmen, fundamentalists, Pentecostals, they were all for me. But as I ran, then the word about inclusion began to get out. And that's when they all shifted. They didn't want an inclusionist as mayor. But I came in 3 out of 13 candidates. And I only had, the few months from October when I entered to April for the primaries.
Was that a good experience for you? You liked it or you lost? But do you...
I didn't. I wanted to really, to be honest with you, I wanted to pastor the city from a non-religious angle. I wanted to pull in east, west, north, south, and the Asians and Native Americans and African Americans and make this a really world-class, kind of what they're doing now. I was going to change the river. I talked to the Corps of Engineers, all the stuff they're doing, except I never thought about casinos. I never thought there'd be a casino within walking distance of ORU. That freaked me out. Even though I had expanded my consciousness by the time they built it. So, but I figured this, either I would become the mayor and do inclusion in Tulsa, or I would bring exposure to the message of inclusion. And I didn't know I'd get completely booted out of the Christian world, but the fundamentalist Pentecostal world, but I figured it would bring attention to my message.
Okay, but